Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi welcomes you to our new podcast series. If you'd like to sponsor a lecture or a series, please contact us at podcasts@eretzpod.org.
The parasha starts with Vayikhu li Truma. This is the first parasha that we are dealing with the building of the Mishkan. And as we know, just a few sukim into the parasha, so the Torah says, Ve'asu li mikdash ve'shachanti betocham. Right, the Mikdash is not a goal for itself. The Mikdash is there, the Mishkan is there for us to allow the Ribbono Shel Olam, to invite the Ribbono Shel Olam to dwell amongst us. The basis for it is the Truma. Truma is donation. Truma is giving from yourself. The basis for a Mishkan that can be long-lasting and turn into a Mikdash in the future is dafka if it comes as voluntary from the people themselves. You know that Shlomo HaMelech, for instance, he put a lot of taxes from the people and he had a glorious building of a Beit Mikdash, but we know that Beit Mikdash was not so successful. It wasn't as, the people were not as passionate as the people who brought from their own money and gold and silver and wood, whatever that was, to the Mishkan. But I think there is something else. I think that the concept of Svasuli Mishkan Veshachanti Betocham is very much connected to the idea of Truma. A very famous story about the Kotzke Rebbe goes that the Kotzke Rebbe stormed into the Beit Midrash once, and the Kotzke Rebbe was a scary person, right? And he storms into the Beit Midrash and he gets to the Talmid who sits just like that. He doesn't even imagine that someone is going to attack him in a second. Are we playing the game? Tell me, where is the Ribbono Shel Olam? Where is he? Nobody knew. People started to run outside, to run away. You know, if those who will go to Poland, maybe you'll be at Kotsk, you'll see the windows of the Beit Midrash. You know, you can really run outside of the windows of that Beit Midrash. But the Kotzke Rebbe said, where is the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Wherever you let him in. Wherever you let him in. You know that I have another hat. I also volunteer as a medical clown in Shaare Tzedek Hospital. One of the very first things they told us when we started learning how to become a medical clown, they showed us all kinds of researches, they showed us all kinds of papers that proved that the first thing that brings happiness to somebody's life is...
Laughter.
What?
Laughter.
Good try, but no. But thank you for participating. The first factor, the first thing that makes a person happy is giving. Is giving to somebody else, which is exactly the opposite of what we would have assumed. We would have assumed that when I get something, when I get a present, when I win the lottery, well, I'll be glad to try to have that nisayon. But to win the lottery or to get something from somebody and see, get somebody's attention and warmth, that's what makes us happy. That's what we're looking for, right? Everybody wants to be happy. But no, what really makes you happy is when you give to somebody else. And the explanation I heard about that, which was a beautiful explanation, is that most of the time we are like in a vacuum. We're full of ourselves, you know, we're full with our own thoughts, with our own doing. When you give to somebody else, you basically free some space in yourself and you let something else come in. And that happiness comes in. And I think if we take that concept, for me those things connect. It's a prerequisite for Ve'asu li Mishkan Ve'shachanti Betocham. You want the Ribbono Shel Olam to dwell amongst you, inside you? You need to make space. How do you make room for the Ribbono Shel Olam? How do you make room for anything? By giving. So Ve'yikhu li Truma, by giving, by taking something that is yours and giving it to a higher cause. without looking to get anything in exchange. You're basically inviting the Ribono Shel Olam to dwell amongst yourself. Now, we were not zoche to know Rabbi Krause's father. But we know Rabbi Krause, and we know how much Rabbi Krause is giving. Rabbi Krause is here to teach us from his Torah. You know, Rabbi Krause is at the ma'amad, at the statue, and at the, you know, at the stage of life where we can just enjoy life and get from other people. And Rabbi Krause is busy devoting himself to continue and give the Torah of his rabbis, the Torah of his father, his Torah to us. And I think through that we can learn a lot about his father and the neshama shel Heaven Aliyah. And thank you so much, Rabbi Krause, for being with us here. Boker Tov, Shurim Nayim.
From all of us at Yeshiva Eretz Tzvi, thank you for listening to our new series. If you would like to sponsor a lecture or a series, please contact us at podcasts@eretzpod.org.